Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, April 10th. U.S. equities finished lower in Wednesday trading, though off worse levels that followed this morning's CPI report, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ closing down 109 basis points, 95 basis points, and 84 basis points, respectively. Underperformers included home builders, semis, credit cards, investment banks, regional banks, transports, airlines, industrial metals, utilities, autos and EVs, cruise lines, apparel, housing-linked retail, and bond proxy real estate and utilities. Big tech was mixed, with NVIDIA a bright spot. Few pockets were outright higher, though outperformers included China tech, oil majors, E&Ps, healthcare services, and pockets of insurance. Treasuries came under meaningful pressure across the curve, with 10-year yields above 4.5%. The dollar index was up 1% with big gains on the major crosses. Gold finished down 60 basis points. Bitcoin futures were up 1.4%. WTI crude settled up 1.2%. Risk off on hotter CPI prints and a disappointing 10-year auction. Today's CPI report makes it harder to downplay the firmer readings from earlier this year, which may have been influenced by seasonal effects. Also, some concerns going into the data that a hotter print could be the trigger for some unwinding of very stretched systematic longs. Market now priced for just 2 rate cuts this year, moving further below the 75 basis points of easing implied by the median dot in March's SEP. Impact from shift in Fed expectations exacerbated by another weak Treasury auction, putting supply fears back into focus. Recent momentum underperformance, yet another area of scrutiny. Headline and core CPI both increased 40 basis points month over month in March, ahead of expectations for a 30 basis point increase. Core CPI was unchanged at 3.8% year-over-year, while consensus was expecting a slight downtick to 3.7%. Today's $39 billion 10-year auction came in weaker than expected, tailing 3 basis points with direct bids the weakest since November of 21, dealer take biggest since November of 22, and bid to cover well below recent trends. Follows yesterday's $58 billion sale of 3-year notes that tailed by 2 basis points. Not much new from the March FOMC minutes, as officials continue to say rates are likely at their peak and cuts could be appropriate this year, though disinflation path still uncertain. Crude hit session highs after a report that U.S. and allies believe an Iran missile strike on Israel is imminent. In corporate news, Delta Q1 results beat and guided Q2 ahead, but some caution on travel credit headwinds and some weaker geographies. Apple reportedly doubled its iPhone production in India last fiscal year in a push to diversify beyond China. Taiwan Semi announced better-than-expected 16% increase in March quarter sales, the fastest pace in over a year. Illumina announced the departure of its CFO, but also reaffirmed Q1 and full-year guidance. PriceSmart posted slightly better fiscal Q2 results and announced a special dividend. Notable movers to the upside today included GoodRx rising 3.9% after an upgrade to overweight at KeyBank, citing growing strength in monthly active customers and subscriptions, and also highlighted digital ad opportunities. Alibaba Group ended up 2.2% following upbeat comments from co-founder Jack Ma, expressing support for restructuring efforts and noted the AI era has just arrived. NVIDIA was higher by 2% after Morgan Stanley reiterated its overweight rating and raised its price target to $1,000 from $795. B of A also defended and maintained its buy rating with calls following pullbacks seen in 6 of last 7 sessions. Notable movers to the downside saw Hexcel dropping 12.4% after announcing its CEO and president Nick Stanage will retire. Former Spirit Aerosystems CEO Thomas Gentile named the new CEO effective the 1st of May. Multiple downgrades followed, including to underperform from neutral at Bank of America. WD-40 fell 8.6% on Q2 EPS that beat, with revenue slightly below consensus. 2024 EPS guidance was raised on higher gross margins, while long-term growth targets were reiterated. Company faced some profit and revenue headwinds due to ERP-related disruptions in the Americas. EMEA has strong growth, and the company will sell its U.S. and U.K. household cleaning businesses. Monday.com declined 7.3% following a downgrade to neutral at Citi, citing observations of slowing demand and a less significant impact from recent price increases. On deck for tomorrow, March PPI and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Fastenal, CarMax, and Constellation Brands. That's all for today's Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.